Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank goodness it's folk. Sheffield Live's weekly folk programme broadcasting to the world. With Sam Hindley and James Fagan. Every Friday at 10 a.m.
All on a day, Jimmy and Johnny and Jack were they. Jimmy was quick and John was keen, but Jack was the laziest man I've seen. Oh, Jack, lay back. Jimmy be nimble and John be quick. Oh, Jack, lay back. Now all three brothers were poor as they come. They hadn't a penny, not even one. Yet off they went one market day to make their fortune, so said they. Oh, Jack, lay back. Jimmy be nimble and John be quick. Oh, Jack, lay back. As they were walking along the road, they met a man with a heavy load, and his daughter beside him had carried her share, and the sun it shone down on her long yellow hair. Oh, Jack, lay back. Jimmy be nimble and John be quick. Oh, Jack, lay back. Kind sir, said the man, of a shilling for you, if you'll help me and my daughter too, for I've goods I must sell at the market today, and already the morning is wasting away. Oh, Jack, lay back. Jimmy be nimble and John be quick. Oh, Jack, lay back. Now Jimmy was keen and John was fast, they took up the loads all down to the last. Then off they went with the man at a run, and Jack was too slow to get even a one. Oh, Jack, lay back. Jimmy be nimble and John be quick. Oh, Jack, lay back. So Jack and the girl, they strolled along. He lazily smiled and he sang her a song. And although it was noon before they reached the fair, her heart was Jack's about halfway there. Oh, Jack, lay back. Jimmy be nimble and John be quick. Oh, Jack, lay back. So Jimmy and Johnny, in all their haste, they missed a trick that Jack didn't waste. For they each got a shilling, but that was all. Jim and John got the money, but Jack got the girl. Oh, Jack, lay back. Jimmy be nimble and John be quick. Oh, Jack, lay back. Jimmy be nimble and John be quick. Oh, Jack, lay back.
Jess and Richard Arrowsmith there with their wonderful album Customs and Exercise, and you heard Jack Layback. And the reason I wanted to play Jess and Richard Arrowsmith, and you will have heard Joe Marr on oboe there as well, is that Richard is one of the founders and the current director of the incredible Sheffield Sessions Festival, and it's a big deal, and it is on starting today in Sheffield. What is Sheffield Sessions Festival? It is a free weekend of folk sessions that take place all across the Kelham Island area of Sheffield in a number of fantastic pubs. There are no paid guests or formal concerts. All of the events are based on the idea of shared music. So if you're a folk singer or an instrumentalist, you'll find something to do at Sheffield Sessions Festival. So a session, if you don't know, is where people gather informally in a room, usually in a pub, but it doesn't have to be in a pub, and play music for each other and the enjoyment of those listening as well. And it's an informal thing, and it's a brilliant thing. You may be well-versed in sessions. If not, and you think you might like to pop into a pub, we have some stunning pubs in Sheffield, and many of them are involved in Sheffield Sessions Festival. The way to find out more is to look at the Sheffield Sessions Festival website, which is sheffieldfolksessionsfestival.co.uk. We'll put a link on the Facebook page as well today, and there is a program. And the program tells you which pubs will be involved and what will be happening in those pubs. For example, you might like playing mandolin in an informal session, in which case you could go to the Forest Bar on Saturday at midday, at the Forest Bar just on Rutland Road, and there'll be a 2.5 hour mandolin session with Matt Nelson and myself. You might like music exclusively played on in the keys of B flat and E flat because your melodeon is in that key. That's how detailed the Sessions Festival is, and if you like an E flat, B flat session, you'll find Richard leading one of those. There are sessions for singers, there are sessions that specify what kind of songs will be sung, and there are general sessions where you can sing anything you like. There are instrumental sessions and there are mixed sessions. I will be leading one myself tonight at the Perch from 8 o'clock, and you can come along with an instrument or just a song or just to listen or just to have a pint. So Sheffield Sessions Festival, and in the background here you can hear Richard and Jess again playing Mr. Collins number one and Mr. Collins number two. The only excuse for not coming down to Sheffield Sessions Festival tonight on Friday night is if you're at Yellow Arch seeing the Magpie Arc in their last performance in Sheffield involving Martin Simpson before he leaves the band for different activities in the future. The band are continuing and they're on a UK tour, and I'll be talking shortly to Finlay Napier, a singer-songwriter and one of the members of the Magpie Arc, who I caught up with at Yellow Arch yesterday, as I did with Maz O'Connor, who's also making a new album there. So let's hear the Magpie Arc now on tonight at the Yellow Arch Studio. Tickets will be available on the door, and why don't you get along there? Unless you're not in Sheffield, in which case you can catch them over the next week on tour in the UK. Don't miss it, Martin Simpson's last tour. Here they are from The Glamour in the Grey, their debut album. This is the opening track, All I Planted. And after this, I'll be talking to Finlay Napier and Maz O'Connor here on Thank Goodness It's Folk on Sheffield Live.
harbour, you come to me. For your ships will rust, and all your treasure, like ocean's fruit, rot upon the tree. And I will rue my summer pleasure, for all I planted is fantasy. For your ships will rust, and all your treasure, like ocean's fruit, rot upon the tree.
Well, you never quite know who you're going to bump into in Sheffield, especially if you're at Keystone Studio, which is Tom Wright's unit in a larger complex called Yellow Arch, which happens to be the base of Magpie Arc when they're recording, and Magpie Arc are about to go on the road. In fact, as we speak on Friday morning, they've already done the first night of the last tour with Martin Simpson in the band, and I'm talking to Finlay Napier, but I've also bumped into Maz O'Connor, who happens to be in Yellow Arch Studio as well, so we'll have a chat to both of them right now. First of all, Finlay, sad and happy times, I guess, to be touring for the last time with Martin Simpson. It's certainly not the end of Magpie Arc, and you've got a new record coming out, but I feel a bit like asking a golfer who's not Rory McIlroy about Rory McIlroy asking about Martin Simpson, because the band is bigger than any one person. But it is Martin's last tour, and everyone should come out tonight, shouldn't they,
too? Oh, absolutely,
in Sheffield.
It's going to be a great night. Absolutely brilliant.
How's the rehearsals going? You're recording a new album as well. It's all happening.
We've not been talking for about 6 months. It's been hell. No, it's been great. It's been absolutely grand. And we completely understand why Martin's leaving. And we're just looking forward to cracking on with the next.
Is it a secret?
That he's leaving.
Why he's leaving.
Why he's leaving. I don't know, actually. So I'm going to leave that to him. I think there is a thing on the website that tells everybody.
There is. There's an official statement.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's focusing on solo work, I believe.
Well, I heard last night what one of the solo work things is, and that's the thing that I don't want to talk about, because I think that's a news for him to break, because it's very,
absolutely,
very exciting.
I won't probe it any further. Suffice to say, though, that tonight will be the last chance for Sheffield people to see the current lineup of Magpie.
That's right.
And it's at Yellow Arch Studios tonight.
That's correct.
And there are tickets available. People at Sesh Fest is going all weekend. You can miss a session. There is going to be weekend sessions all weekend. Get yourself a ticket and come down to Yellow Arch and see Magpie Arc. Finlay, you seem to be very good at retaining gig information. When I see your Instagram posts, you seem to be able to reel off 6 or 7 gigs in a row. I'm going to put you on the spot and get you to tell us where the Magpie Arc are playing over the next few days.
So Sheffield tonight, tomorrow we're at the North Wall in Oxford. The next night, which is Sunday, we are at the David Hall in South Petherton, and then a night off Tuesday night, Phoenix in Exeter, Wednesday off, Thursday night, Chapel Arts in Bath. And by the way, I'll let you into a secret. There's a teleprompter app. I use a teleprompter app. That's how I remember the dates.
But you've just done it without the teleprompter. I'm just telling people in
Radio
Land,
so
Finlay does have a remarkable memory for dates. Finlay, you're here as well to tell us about your new album. Very exciting to hear about it. And for the first time, you've really taken merch to the next level. And
we have.
It's
not
just a record this time. There are some lifestyle options as well, aren't there?
Yeah, totally. Well, Jen, who works for my record label, she is the record label. I work for her, I think. Jen's had this idea that she loves to sit and listen to music, and quite often she listens to music on Spotify, but you don't actually get to know anything about behind the music. So she said, why don't we make these coffee table books? So the album has come out on CD. It's on all the streaming platforms, but it's also come out on a coffee table book. So it's like 154 pages. It's a pretty hefty book. So it's like deep dives into the songs, and Maz is here, so I wrote one of the songs. The last song on the album I wrote with Maz. It's called Hey There Stranger, so there's a kind of deep dive into that. There's everybody who contributed to the album. They've got like full biographies and lovely photographs of them. And also there's another level above that, which sounds kind of insane, but it's called an augmented reality coffee table book. So you download an app called the Fireside from your Android phone or your iPhone, and if you hold it above some photographs in the book, the photos come to life. So it's like, someone described it perfectly as, it's like the newspaper in Harry Potter. You know, like, so it actually comes to life. So there'll be, there's little sort of hidden things. So there's the book itself, and then this kind of augmented reality part of the book. And the idea is that, that in the future, we'll be able to add to that augmented reality. So the book will keep growing over the next few years.
I'm seeing you not so much as Harry Potter, but like Tom Cruise in that film where he's like looking at all the different screens. And this is the world of Finlay Napier, the songwriting world of Finlay Napier. Uh-huh. In the future, you'll just be able to have like surrounded by Finlay Napier, like multiple images of you with multiple songs. It
you'll just
like
be trying to listen
true.
To music and you just won't be able to get away from me.
I'm just going to bring Maz in for a moment because it's so lovely to have Maz O'Connor in Sheffield. It was a surprise that you were here to me, but I came in the other day and they said, don't make too much noise in the corridors because there's an album going on next door. It's your album. How's it going?
It's going really well, thank you. Yeah. We're doing an album of songs that are inspired by trad songs. So it's kind of the first time I've done that for a few years. But I wanted to, I felt myself kind of drawn back to the old stuff in the last couple of years. And so it's a mixture of some trad songs that are pretty much untouched and then trad songs for which I've written new music and then a couple of my own. And it's this kind of Frankenstein type vibe. But what's very exciting about it is we're recording it all live to tape. So that is obviously how everything used to be done. But I've never done that before. I've always done things digitally.
When you say tape, you mean tape, don't you?
I mean proper tape, yeah.
So not just return to trad, but a return to analogue.
Yes.
Here in Yellow Arch. What a concept. Did the choice of Yellow Arch anything to do with that, or is that a coincidence?
Well, I was looking, so I think sometimes when you're making an album, you're looking for a producer, that kind of outside person who's going to help you with arrangement ideas and the kind of creative concept. But I didn't need that for this because I'm working with Zach Hobbs on guitars and Anna Rheingans, who is, of course, part of many amazing kind of bands and projects. And she plays banjo and fiddle and she sings. And we together have come up with the arrangements. So we were looking for somewhere where we could have kind of support, but in a kind of a more collaborative way. And I thought of Mark and Tom, the Northern Cowboys, who I've worked with before, and they have such a lovely vibe. They're just great guys. And I thought, that's what you need. You just need the atmosphere to be great. And I love this place. I've been here. I've done some live stuff here before. Right. And they said, I talked to them about the concept, and they said, oh my God, let's do it to tape. So
it's a fantastic concept and a great place to do it. Yellow Arch does feel very organic. Despite its history and the length of it being here, it always feels like it's evolving and changing, but it also feels connected to the past of Sheffield music, and the connections here are strong, as you know. So it's lovely that you're doing it analogue. It's really spectacular. Mm. How long since you've worked with Finlay? Because it's that must be a coincidence that the two different bands have been working in separate studios in the same complex. That's a coincidence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I literally didn't know. I didn't know you were going to be here. I heard you stomping around outside. And someone
banging
said, oh,
the doors.
I know. And Tom Wright said, oh, Finlay's coming here tomorrow. I said, oh, Finlay who?
Never heard of him, no.
Well, you're Finn to me, aren't we? Finlay.
Ah, right.
Then, you know, bumped into you yesterday and it was a delight to see you. And you gave me this book, this amazing coffee table book in which
she
I
went,
feature.
What the hell is this?
Do you even have a coffee table, Maz?
No, I don't have a coffee table. I don't drink coffee, if we're going to go that deep.
Well, you can go virtual with, as you've already heard.
Yeah,
so
you could put it on the baby change table.
Absolutely. Maz, you've co-written with Finlay, I believe. In fact, one of the songs on the last Magpie album is a co-write with Finlay Napier, is it not?
I'd forgotten about that as well.
How could you?
It's the title track. What's the title track of the album?
One?
Glamour in the Grey, but the song
That's
is called
nice
I Ain't Going Nowhere.
Title.
That's the first thing that we wrote.
When I saw you at the station, You took my breath away, the color of your cloth, your glamour in the gray. Walked me to the river and up Primrose Hill, Soho streets at midnight, always moving, never still. I ain't going nowhere, I'm staying in this town. I ain't going nowhere, I'm getting dragged around. You only ever hurt me, only ever bring me down. I ain't going nowhere in this town. Within your crooked walls, those colors lost their shine. I called you my own, but you were never really mine. I shared you with strangers, you'd no space for me. Others kept arriving, no one seemed to leave. I ain't going nowhere, I'm staying in this town. I ain't going nowhere, I'm getting dragged around. You only ever hurt me, only ever bring me down. I ain't going nowhere in this town. I go to the station, but today not the day. I'm done with you, but I can't tear myself away. At the bright of the day, I see you clearly, still I want to stay. I'm a fool for you, I come when you call, through each imperfection, each crack in the wall. I ain't going nowhere, I'm staying in this town. I ain't going nowhere, I'm getting dragged.
The crack is that we met on an English Folk Song and Dance Society songwriting retreat.
In Suffolk.
Yeah, but we didn't actually get to work together.
No.
And then you said, are you down in London at all? Do you fancy writing
songs? Did I
reach
out? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good of me, isn't it? Yeah. I'll tell you what it was, and you always laugh at this, but Finlay uses more chords than a lot of us. You use like seven chords, and I don't mean the number seven. I mean there's you know, seven. Major sevens in your chords, and I just remember being like, "Wow!" And then,
this guy totally uses like sevens. I think that was a nine.
Yeah. And I said that to you. I said, "Oh, you know, I really like how you sort of do." And you were like, "Do you know you're not the first person that said that to me?" So it's all these like little folkies who only like, we like open fifths, and we barely play chords. We don't like triads, and then it's like Finn's coming in with like all these fancy. You know,
I don't even think I have some of them on my bouzouki. It's only got the four notes.
Yes.
And I take out the thirds in there. So, yeah, we might look a bit more into that, Finlay.
Well, if you buy my book, all the chords are in the back of it. And I've drawn out the shapes as well for everyone.
Finlay, your new album, what's it called?
It's called Outsider.
Tell us about it.
the idea, again, back to Jen from the record label, I said, I don't know what to do. I've got 45 songs, which sounds like a lot. They're not 45 good songs. I had 45 songs. This is a thing some people are like, wow, that's really impressive. It's not impressive because I keep the ones that are rubbish in case I can make them better. And I said, what should I do? And she was like, ah, easy, spreadsheet. So title of the song, and then the next column, write roughly what it's about. And I started doing that, and by the time I got sort of 10 songs in, I went, oh man, there's this kind of outsider theme going. I had another one which was Man-Child, you know, about rubbish men. And then I had a whole bunch of war, anti-war songs, a bunch of pro-war songs. I didn't, just anti-war songs. And I had, but this outsider theme started going through. And the idea was, originally the album was going to be three EPs, so it was going to be Outsider on its own, and then it was Outsider in Life and Outsider in Love. So when you buy the book, you actually get it's in a different order, and you get four extra songs. So you get the full thing, all three EPs, if you like, on one disc. You get a disc as well with that, or you can get a download. But anyway, so that's kind of how it came about. And then I realised that there was a whole load of songs about outsiders. And then Boo Hurdeen, who produced it, we met up. And the idea was we would narrow down the songs, which we very quickly did. And I think we got it down to 19, and then we got it down to 21. So, which is like another brilliant thing. But it's another fine mess you've got me into, Mr. Hurdeen, where it's like we're chopping it down and then writing at the same time. So the numbers are going back up. So I think we ended up with 21. And then the way it was recorded in three different studios, so we decided on which ones to record at Saltwell Studio in Cambridgeshire, which was like the more like acoustic sessions. So it's just me and a couple of microphones pretty much live. And then the band sessions that happened at Chem 19, then became very clear what was going to be a band song. And so a bunch of songs got ditched, basically. And a song got ditched from the Saltwell sessions. And then we took the final 16 songs to Gran's house, my friend Angus Lyon's place. And that's when we added on backing vocals, mostly. Yeah.
A lot of your work recently has been completely tourable solo.
Yeah.
Is this album tourable solo?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the songs grew out of the solo stuff.
But will there be any shows for people to launch it?
Very, very tempted to do it, but as I've discovered, it's extremely expensive to tour a band and rehearse a band, and budgets are small. So I don't know. I mean, there's a chance that I'll get something at Celtic Connections, but I'm trying to build a band on Arran at the moment. So it might be that
it would
band
be good if your musicians lived
Arran
on the same island as you.
Yeah.
The Magpie Arc is always hilarious watching you sort of setting off days before, keeping us reported on the weather and whether the ferry's actually going to make it across.
I'm riding a donkey across the hills.
It's certainly exciting. Maz, you tend to work solo, or have you been working in collaborations? And will your new album lead to some collaborative gigs, do you think?
I tend to work solo, but only for the reasons that Finn just outlined, really. And it can get a bit lonely. And I would love to be in a band, but no one's ever asked me. And when I've asked people, it hasn't really ever led to anything. So, you know, I would like that in the future. But I think this album, it's because it's very much about the three of us, me, Zach and Anna. I'm really hoping we can tour it as the three of us. That would be lovely. So I'm working on it.
Yeah, well, we really look forward to hearing it. And it sounds like it is a collaborative thing. So it would be lovely to see that. And I hope that happens.
Me too. Next year. It won't be till next year.
Great. Well, I don't suppose there's any music you can play us from the new album. So would you like to choose something from your the previous record, and we'll play it today on Thank Goodness It's Folk?
Yeah, you could play a song called Santorini, which was actually not on my last album, but is the last single that I released.
Fantastic. Well, we'll do that right now.
Winter's hard, I know I let it get to me. Stay up late, dreaming of the sun. I have this fantasy of sleeping by the waves in Santorini. and loving you right like I always should have done. Just you. Before we sleep, let's count to 10. Do you think you could love me again? You'd swim to shore, gleaming like a jewel in the water. Kiss my
lovely to have you both here, Finlay Napier and Maz O'Connor, both at Yellow Arch Studios in Sheffield, and both engaged in new work and promoting new work. Finlay, is there anything you can tell us about the new Magpie Arc album before we wrap up?
I think the most exciting thing for me is the fact that there's so much traditional material on it, a bunch of songs that I haven't sung since my early 20s, and I'm about 854 now. So, but no, I'm really excited about that, and like listening to what Tom Wright has done. Tom has sort of built the tracks up from some from demos and some from, I mean, like the worst of demos, like appalling phone recordings that have been built into these massive sounding tracks. So I'm really excited about people hearing them.
Grant, is there something you would like to share to wrap this interview up from your new album?
Well, we should play Hey There Stranger.
That works perfectly because it's a co-write with Maz O'Connor.
Yes.
Thank you both for your time, and enjoy the rest of your recording and enjoy your tour, and see you at Yellow Arch tonight.
See you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There, stranger, come into the light, dance me to the tune. Light. like it's the first time. Fly me to the moon. Hey there, stranger, you're my Miss Jones, dressed up to the nines. Night and day I'm yours, body and soul, my funny Valentine. When they turn the lights on, say it's time to go, I'll be dancing still with you. Looking at you and all the things that you are, underneath a blanket of blue, you're my stairway to the stars. When they turn the lights on, it's time to go, I'll be dancing still with you all the way home, all the way home, all the way home.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
Well, our jingle is a slight false advertisement for the child ballad section because we said we were going to try and play a child ballad every week. We don't quite manage that because some weeks we are too busy to research them and to find them out for you. And if you follow this segment of Thank Goodness It's Folk, you'll know that the last child ballad we played on the program was a few weeks back. And it was Child Ballad 163, The Battle of Hawler. If you're new to the whole Child Ballad concept, Francis James Child was a Victorian-era folk song collector who decided to put as many ballads from the English and Scottish traditions that he approved of, anyway, into a large collection, which are known as the Child Ballads. And Sam and I have been trying to source and play a recording of each of them. There are about 305 in the collection. And we haven't been able to find one for every song, but we're doing all right. And this week, we're up to 164. This ballad is called King Henry V's Conquest of France, also known as the Battle of Agincourt, for obvious reasons. And there is a recording of this made by Richard Thompson, would you believe? It's quite a funny story as to why Richard Thompson recorded this. He was asked by a not exactly reputable magazine, I won't name them, but they're known for their less than academic content, shall we say. Richard Thompson was asked in 1999 to contribute his top 10 songs of the millennium. And he looked at that request and decided that actually what this magazine wanted was really his top 10 songs of perhaps the last 20 or 30 years. He decided to take, all right, I'll tell you, it was Playboy magazine. He decided to take them at their word and actually, almost as a joke, submitted a list of his top songs from the whole millennium, starting in 1068. Playboy magazine were not amused, and they didn't publish Richard Thompson's list, but he got a great idea for a tour out of it, and indeed he toured it. And his version of King Henry V's Conquest of France, I have discovered by reading Bronson, the great collection of tunes put to the Char Ballads, seems to me to be version number 7 as listed in Bronson. That is the tune that Richard Thompson is singing here. And this comes from an American book from 1932 by an author called Henry, and it was sung by a Sam Harmon of Cades Cove in Tennessee in 1930. So Richard Thompson has done his research, and here is this week's Char Ballad 164 from 1,000 Years of Popular Music by Richard Thompson.
King Henry lay upon his bed, lay musing on a tribute due, a tribute due from the King of France. It hadn't been played for so long a day. Fa-la, tre-la, da-la, fa-la, the day. Oh, the King he called for his lovely page, his lovely page, then he called he, saying you must go to the King of France, to the King of France, right speedily. Fa-la, tre-la, da-la, fa-la, da-la. And then away went this lovely page, this lovely page, and then away went he. And when he came to the King of France, lo, he fell down on bending knee. Fa-la, tre-la, da-la, fa-la, da-la. Oh, my master greets you, worthy sir, 10 tons of gold that is due to he, that you will send him as tribute home, or in French land you soon will him see. Fa-la, tre-la, da-la, fa-la, da. Oh, your master's young and of tender years, not fit and to come into my degree, and I will send him 3 tennis balls, not two of them he may learn to play. Fa-la, tre-la, da-la, fa-la, da. Oh, the page he returned to the English court. What news, cried King Henry. Such news as I'm afraid to speak, for with this news you'll never agree. Fa-la, tre-la, da-la, fa-la. Says you are young and of tender years, not fitted to come into his degree, and he will send you 3 tennis balls, that with them you may learn to play. Fa-la, tre-la, da-la, fa-la, da. Then Henry he writes to the King of France, his pen never flew so speedily. Said, I will toss you some London balls that'll shake your cords so grievously. Fa-la, tre-la, da-la, fa-la, da. And then we marched into French land with drums and trumps so merrily. The King of France, yonder comes proud King Henry. Fa-la, tre-la, da-la, fa-la, da. Oh, the first shot that the Frenchmen gave, they killed our English men so free. We killed 10,000 of the French, the rest of them, they all ran away. Fa-la, tre-la, da-la, fa-la.
Do they hide in the earth? Do they ride on the wind? Are they hidden in hedges or down by the pool? Or are they waiting in line by the ducking stool? How many babes have they birthed and bathed? How many sick children kept from the grave? How many bones have they tended and set? This Lancashire land is wild yet. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on Gallows Hill. Ooh. Feed the cold fire, let it burn through the night. Temper hot fever while dark turns to light. Ease ramblings and nightmares, keep demons at bay. Pray o'er old souls as they pass on their way. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on Gallows Hill. Ooh. If your body's in tatters, if your self-respect tatters, if your daughter's not eaten since yesterday morn, since who yesterday might you castigate? Who might you blame? Down in the village, they're whispering your name. Whispering. Punish them, torture them, burn off their hair. Only half human, so wild in attire. Healer or herb doctor, woman or witch. Is she good? Is she evil? Do you know which is which? Give me a wind till the hurly-burly's done. Give me a wind, see, grey mountain comes. Give me a wind, let me fly this blasted heath. Give me a wind, and I'll do, and I'll do, and I'll do. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, nine to hang on gallows. Where are the witches of Pendle Hill? Do they hide in the earth? Do they ride on the wind? Are they hidden in hedges? Or down by the pool? Or are they waiting in line by the ducking stool?
That song was called The Pendle Witches, and it was written by Nuala from a duo who are based in Sheffield, I believe, called Cobalt Tales, originally from Wigan and Stockport via the Northwest Highlands of Scotland. And a lot of their performance is a cappella. They write a lot of their material as well. They also play guitar and harmonica and all sorts of things, low whistle and entertaining banter. I haven't had a chance to see them yet. I was invited to see them at the Greystones on the 6th of April this year. I couldn't make it, unfortunately, but I want to extend my thanks to Patricia Sherrington, who is from Cobalt Tales, for two reasons. One is that she sent me this and an invitation to the concert, which I couldn't make. Sorry, Pat. I hope it went really, really well. And I hope you had a chance to sing that great song by Nuala, which was written after she read a book about the injustices and misjudgments of the witches of Pendle, the famous Pendle witches. And she decided to write that song about them. And it is part of a show which they debuted in Leeds last October. They performed on the 8th of March at International Women's Day in Todmorden. And as I said, they performed at the Greystones, where they play annually. I will try and catch them next year. The duo, as I said, are called Cobalt Tales. And the other reason I need to thank Pat Sherrington is that I got a call from her out of the blue the other day to say that her neighbour had found my wallet, which had been missing for nearly a month. And he knew that she was a folkie, and he worked out that I was a folkie and asked her to give me a call. So a month after losing it, I got my wallet back, largely due to Steve and to Pat Sherrington. So thank you, Pat, and also for sending me that track, Pendle Witches. Look up the duo Cobalt Tales and go and see them next time they're in Sheffield. That almost brings us to the end of today's episode of Thank Goodness It's Folk. My big hellos to Sam, who is in Tenerife, having a terrible time, I'm sure. Sam, lots of love from us all here. I'll be covering Sam next week as well. If there's anything you'd like to hear on the program, do let me know. Send it in and I'll play it. My very special thanks to our guests today. In the first half, you heard Tony McManus talking about Swai Sibiril and the music that he has been performing inspired by him over the years. We also heard from Andy Irvin, and don't forget to go and see Andy performing in Sheffield at St Andrew's Church with the Swedish band Quilty, with whom he's now collaborating. That's going to be an amazing night. And it's Friday the 25th of April, tickets from Live at Sam's. And in the second half, we spoke to Maz O'Connor and Finlay Napier. And don't forget, if you can, check out Maz O'Connor's new album when it comes out in collaboration with the people she mentioned, including Anna Rheingans, another local connection. And also, if you can, go down tonight to Yellow Arch to see the great Magpie Arc on the last tour with Martin Simpson in the band. I will be running sessions over the sessions weekend at Seshfest. I hope to see you. And there is one concert, that is the surprise concert, which I'll be curating on Sunday from 3 p.m. upstairs at Shakespeare's. Please come along to Seshfest, and we will see you over the Easter weekend. Whatever you're doing over Easter, have a safe and happy Easter and a happy holiday period. And I look forward to your company again here on Sheffield Live's Thank Goodness It's Folk next week. To take us out this week, the exquisite playing of Liz Hanks, Sheffield's fine, fine and very in-demand cellist, with her own beautiful composition from her album Land from 2023, one of my albums of the year that year. You must get a copy. This is beautiful and it's called Lay. See you next week.